Hey there, home seller. Welcome to the Creative Home Staging Show. Come on in. Hey, my name is Kasha, and in this show, we talk about home staging for home sellers. If you are getting ready to sell your house soon, you are in the right place. We cover home staging tips, strategies to help make it easier on you, and ways to influence buyers. So roll up your sleeves, get a notebook and pen handy. Yes, I do things the old-fashioned way, and let's get your house ready to sell. As a home stager, I have to keep a budget in mind when I work with clients because sometimes they can't afford all the fancy things to make their house look fantastic. But there are a couple of things that I like to find bargains for, and they're in my favorite big box stores. Hey there, I'm Kasha. I'm the host of the Creative Home Staging Show. And today I want to talk to you about what five things I find in these big box stores that will help sell a house faster to help you stay on budget. And there can be so many things. When you walk into Home Goods, which can be a little more expensive, I still love that store too. But if I'm looking for more budget conscious type people, then Ross and TJ Maxx, maybe a couple other big box stores as well, fall into that category. And these are the five things that I find. Number one are throw pillows. They have a variety of colors in these stores that can help you stage a house. And sometimes just the pillows are enough to help you give it a little oomph to that house in that living room, the bedroom, maybe a family room. Throw pillows can be so versatile and they don't break the budget there either. So throw pillows are a great staple to add to your home staging inventory if you're a home stager or a home seller, and you're just wondering, well, what else can I do to zhuzh up this living room? Throw pillows are a great and easy way to do that, especially since if you've had pillows on your couch for a while and they look kind of flat, even though you kind of try to plump them and everything and clean them and just not have that, you know, that look. Another set of home throw pillows are a great way to do that. Okay. Number two, shower curtains and rings. Now, these are sometimes easier to find in these stores than you can in other places. And sometimes when you look at the shower curtains in your home, they may be dirty after a while. You just don't feel like cleaning them. And for a budget conscious person, you can quickly and easily find a new shower curtain. Nothing too crazy, something stylish, a classic look that you can easily find in these big box stores, whether it's Ross or TJ Maxx. And they sometimes come with the rings as well too, which makes life so much easier. You don't have to go find them because you're always wondering like, oh, I got this beautiful curtain, but now I have to buy a separate set of rings. Oh, that's my pet peeve, but it may not be for you. But shower curtains is another thing that you can find that I usually use and have to pick up when I'm staging a house, okay? The third thing, wall art. Yes, these are my favorite places to find wall art, whether it's a mirror, a canvas print, something. And there are so many places that you can put wall art. If you're watching me on YouTube, you can see wall art behind me, canvas ones, something like that. It could be abstract. It could be a landscape. Ross and TJ Maxx always have something like that. And especially if you're looking for bigger pieces for a bigger wall, like a dining room or a living room, maybe a master bedroom or a kid's room, they have such a variety of different things that you can pick from that it is so much easier just to grab those things, put it on the wall and be done with it. And that helps to stage the house, right? So wall art in these places are definitely more budget friendly than the other big box stores. Now, if you can get them on clearance in other places, great, but I love going to Ross and TJ Maxx for wall art, whether it's canvas prints, mirrors, anything like that that you can put on the wall. Are you getting ready to sell your home soon? Not sure where to get started on staging it to sell? Download my free guide, How to Start Staging Your House Now. I share how you can influence home buyers, what improvements to make that count, and 10 home staging tips you can do right now.
go over to bit.ly/startstagingnow and download your free guide today.
The fourth thing that I find and love to find and use to help stage a house in TJ Maxx or Ross are towels. Yeah. And as a home seller, you probably think, well, yeah, but we have these towels and they just don't go with the room. Sometimes you just need to bring fresh in towels, new towels in, and then you can just take them with you to your next home, right? It's not like they're not going to go with you, but sometimes just white towels, maybe a colored towel, maybe it's a green hand towel that you need to put in the bathroom, whatever colors you need. This is a great place. Ross and TJ Maxx have lower end, yes, lower end, but they still look fluffy. They still look really nice for your home that you can use to help you stage your house, okay? And then the last one. Now, there's a couple more, but my last one that I would go for to TJ Maxx or Ross is bedding. And I mean bed in a bag. So maybe your bedding, your quilt is a little too crazy, too busy, then I would recommend going get a bed in a bag. You can find it in these two places and they have so many different colors and styles. Again, stick with something a little more basic, nothing too busy, no busy patterns. It could be a classic blue, navy blue for a boy's room, or a pink or purple for a girl's room, green for a master bedroom, or even just white for a master bedroom, right? They have lots of bedding to pick from. The bed in the bag is the easiest and fastest way that you can help zhuzh up a master bedroom, a kid's room, a guest room, right? There's lots of ways that you can still stay on budget and make your house look really nice by going to these stores and picking up those five things. My moving tip of the week is basically collecting all your documents that you're going to need for your move. So let's say you're moving just from state to state, right? Maybe you're going from the East Coast to the West Coast. Any documents that you would need for the trip, whether it's hotels, you know, those car rentals, those kinds of things, but also school records, dental records, anything along those lines. If you have passports, things that you really don't want the movers to pack up, those are the types of things that you should have with you in your vehicle if you're driving across or flying across or whatever. But important documents, maybe you're buying your house in the new place and you already got it, the paperwork that goes with it, that kind of stuff. If you're moving internationally, you definitely want to make sure you have your passports, that you have maybe the confirm your orders, definitely if you're a military orders moving over there, on your phone, your apps, that you have the hotel reservation, the car rental, those kinds of things. So important documents are things that you want to keep with you and that the packers do not pack up for you. So those are just some moving tips that I have for you to make sure you have your documents and important documents that you need to have to make your move smoother so that you can get moved in and settled. All right. I hope you guys have a fantastic week and we'll talk to you later. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Creative Home Staging Show. I hope you got some good tips in this episode and I hope you come back and listen for more. If you want to connect and want to take action, there are some ways you can stay connected with us. Number one, you can watch this episode on my YouTube channel at Blue Diamond Staging and Design to get more visuals. I like to share some short videos there as well, so take a look at my channel there. Number two, you can also leave a review. Your feedback helps this show grow. You can go to the show and tap the three vertical dots to open the menu and hit Rate the Show. Number three, you can also find custom playlists from older home staging episodes that I called Home Staging Do's and Don'ts, as well as pre-home staging playlists for those of you who are new to home staging. And number four, if you have any questions about today's episode or need some home staging advice, you can go to bluediamondstaginganddesign.com/chat and contact me via email or call me. I hope that this podcast is just a way for you to get to know me and how I can help you.
Remember, you can do this, and staging is temporary. Keep up the good work, and I can't wait to connect with you more.